Hey, I'm reading a story about Wheeler. You know, this is what it says. Quote, a shocking report prepared for Prime Minister Putin, that's the Russian fella, by the Foreign Ministry Intelligence Directorate, states that one of the United States' top experts in biological chemical weapons was brutally murdered after he threatened to expose U.S. military test of poison gas that killed hundreds of thousands of animals in Arkansas this past week. Now, listen, I was watching again, everybody, all the news, every place, dead birds everywhere, even on Facebook, dead birds. And I watched today as one, an expert in animal deaths was trying to explain these mass deaths of the birds by saying that something scared them, that they were scared and fell to the ground. Now, I'm sorry, but it reminds me of the story of the missile that was shot from the Chinese sub off the coast, the West Coast, and everybody was saying it was a plane. Now, the other side of the story here is that I got this article sent to me from, and I think it's called the BigWobble.com, off the BigWobble.com. And it's talking about changes in the magnetic field could be responsible for massive bird and fish die-offs. Sweden, mysterious bird deaths hit Sweden. Texas, hundreds of dead birds discovered in East Texas. Sweden again, the birds were scared to death, says a veterinarian. China, breaking eagle and birds fall from sky in China. Kentucky, a woman reports dozens dead. Germany, dead birds of prey at the roadside. On and on and on. Now, when I'm reading that level of story, it's way beyond being scared out of the skies, falling to the ground, and as the scientist, the expert in animal deaths explained that their bodies were kind of crushed, the bones were broken. It wasn't because of the fall. It was as if they ran into a wall. My first thought, electromagnetic pulse weapon. Others have said other things, and now there's this tie-in. I'm reading another report, the police, ex-Pentagon official, confused before death. Now, this is the AP, and they're going on to say that John P. Wheeler, that his body was found in the parking garage. Video showed him in a black suit with no tie, wearing only one shoe, even though there was snow outside. He was carrying his ripped, tasseled, burgundy loafer. He told the parking lot attendant he wanted to get warm before he paid for parking, but police said his car wasn't there. So they're saying that John Wheeler was confused, didn't know what he was doing, and after several people approached him, he was found 14 hours later in the landfill, dead, homicide. Now, the more I looked at it, the more I thought about it, it reminds me of the CIA Olson case. Do you remember the CIA Olson case? MK Ultra, drug, LSD, acid testing, mind controls, you know, all the projects. And here Olson supposedly went crazed and jumped out of the window. And everybody knew, even chosen ones out of Fort Bragg knew that wasn't a true story. See, in the world that you and I live in right now, in the United States and all of Europe, there is a culture war. There is a behind the scenes. There is clearly shadow government. There is so many things going on today that is absolutely crazy. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. Welcome to all of you, dear friends, Boulder City, Nevada, 101.3. Hey, listen, all over satellite, the listeners and internet listeners and many of you that listen to the archives later that write in. A young man, I believe, out of Spain has written me today. Adam, welcome Adam and say hello to Adam in Spain. and appreciate your kind words and, well, asking God's blessing in your life. But I read the stories today and see the things that are going on. We've got a shooter at a school in Nebraska, and it sounds like he is dead in his car, and two officials have been shot, taken to the hospital. We have in Oregon, a police officer shot and killed. We had yesterday in Ohio, I believe it was yesterday, that a trooper was shot, and I saw the background film on that, and just horrific. Young lady that loved her job, just going and checking and literally ambushed and shot and killed instantly. And then there's the munitions depot down here in Texas, exploded on fire, a great big chemical fire there in the Netherlands also today. The mall shooting, and they just now talked the man out. He was let out of jail in the wrong way. I don't know if today's is it crazy? Is it crazy out there or what? Let me tell you why, because I am utterly pressed today as I'm speaking to you. What I mean by that is between yesterday and then specifically today. Today was the day I was going to be calling two or three people in the morning to deal with the issues they've been going through. Connie Hoft, a book author and a friend, tells me about a friend, and so I go to get ready to call him last night. But another guy calls and about demonic problems in his apartment complex, and I contact him. It gets so late, I can't call anybody else. So I plan on calling all these individuals today, including Greg, including Bethany, including a number of others, one that's engaged with synthetic telepathy. Synthetic telepathy. We talked about that about a year ago. And so in the context of all of it, I get an email out of Pennsylvania, a chosen one, a multiple, SRA multiple, is crying out, please come here, get us out of here, save us, get us out of here, and gives a little bit of the story. Another friend that writes out of Pennsylvania, a couple that had taken in young people, and they were SRA multiple. Tremendous damage occurred. They're in psych wards now. Then I get another email of someone saying, please, it is urgent. And then I get a note off my Facebook about someone else with suicidal thoughts. Listen, I'm going to attempt after the show tonight to get to just about everybody that has called in. We're going to try. We need everybody here listening today to be putting up some prayers for individuals, because in the midst of all of this and the requests of SRA chosen ones that want to get out in my living room this morning, until about 3 o'clock today, if anybody's read the book The Black Awakening, all about the rise of satanic super soldiers, the background of mind control, the background of the CIA's involvement and psychology's involvement, the Nazi involvement, the deeper level of the satanic agenda, all of that. And I tell the story of a little 14-year-old girl from many, many years ago as I was coming back from law enforcement academy, being trained in occult crimes and field, just dealing with the satanic ritual crimes and so forth. So I get back, I get a phone call, and woman basically screaming and urgent that her stepdaughter's in the psych ward. She's going to kill herself. I get to the psych ward that night. The 14-year-old girl, little blonde-haired girl, is there because she's going to try to kill herself because programming in her head is telling her that she's supposed to do the ritual of the flames. She's supposed to pour gas all over her on her birthday coming up and light it in proof of her love for her mother, who is a mother of darkness. She is one of the deep, deep, deep bloodlined brotherhood type priestesses. And so now it is almost 15, 16, 18, I'd have to calculate, 18 years later. 18 years sitting in my living room just a few hours ago, her husband here, a couple that I really love and I see God working in their life, but things have broken open. subpersonalities reminded me it's all about the blood, the power of the blood, Nephilim blood, the issue of having the blood, and that the powers are inherent in the blood. So here we go again. So literally doing this live show is almost a little bit of a break in between a number of individuals, including those being demonized, attacked, possessed, weird things going on. Now, I don't know about you, but today it is just a whirlwind. But I don't like this story about John P. Wheeler III. He was a special assistant to the Secretary of the Air Force, Washington, D.C. Well, there's so many things that he knows. Absolutely, so many things he knows. And so the title of this this article that I'm reading comes from Intel Trends, sent to me by a friend out west, by the way. Tim, thank you. And then, listen, top U.S. official murdered after the Arkansas weapons test causes mass death. Was he going to, like Olson in the past, was he going to, you know, ring the bell, tell the story, talk about literally what secret and criminal? I mean, who's talking about this? Everybody knows shadow government, shadow military. Everybody understands this, but do you understand the spiritual nature behind it? If you understand culture wars right now, all the physical stuff that you see has a corresponding spiritual pressure, drivenness behind it. There is operating living powers, and if we do not understand that, it's simply going to look bizarre. As everybody is waiting this month for the new movie to come out, Last Rite, once again, all about possession. The Last Exorcism, well, that's now out on DVD. And everybody's crying, help me. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for Christ. Thank God there's an answer to all of this. And we get to stand in the presence of God, feeling the presence of the Spirit of God coursing right now. And I pray in Jesus' name that God ministers to you wherever you are and whenever you listen, whether live now or later. This is Shatter the Darkness live radio broadcast on a Wednesday night, January the 5th. It is 2011. Don't let 2011 get eclipsed. As we talked about last night, 2012 and all of the occult, spirit-guided, everything's going to get, the world is going to be looking. But who's behind the quest to get them to look? Prince of the power of the Eros. He's the Archon. The Archon, the ruler. And those that understand the field that encircles the earth, those that are looking, well, even at synthetic telepathy and powers and human and non-human enhancements, those dealing with the entities in the skies and all the rest, we've got to get it through our heads. There are, behind the energy, behind the movement, behind the drivenness to globalism, Archon, a ruler of the domain of the Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere. Oh, listen, there. I said in the last 2 days, go back and listen, I told you, the ramping up that we have seen up through 2010 is nothing in comparison to what is about to break out on a supernatural, a demonstrative supernatural level. The kinds of counterfeit charismatic gifts, counterfeit charismatic workings. Every single thing that we know in the body of Christ can be counterfeited by the other side with the goal that it look like the real thing for the purpose of deception and even the audacity to deceive believers. You better know your Savior. You better know experientially the presence and power of God the Holy Spirit. You better know the Word of God, and I urge you to understand biblical prophetic revelation. Once again, for those new listening tonight, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We have a theme this week. Every week we have a theme now. This one's called Perceptions 2011. Just simply perceptions. I'm not a prophet. I'm not prophesying. But based on my research, study of the Word of God, observations of culture, my sense of spiritual discernment, and my spiritual analysis, my reliance upon biblical prophetic revelation, here's the things that my eyes, that I sense, that I see. I mentioned Monday night, 2011 will be short and quick. Tuesday night, 2011 will be in the shadow of 2012, which is all about a demonstrative manifestation on many levels of dark occult powers, dark spirits, driving the world towards a supernatural event, but none of it comes out of heaven. Now that's Tuesday night. Tonight, Wednesday, the 5th. It's already the 5th. Let's slow down. 2011 will be a culture war. I believe it's going to be a culture war all over the world. Because if you do understand the biblical revelation of the satanic ascendancy, the agenda, the agenda is global. It's clearly revealed. Listen, do a deep, great study. Help yourself out. Revelation 12. There is a Theron, a beast, a supernatural, what seems to be, looks like a man, an antichrist, and a regime of mass multinational power. Multiple nations and leaders connected inseparably. This regime, in my opinion, already exists. In my personal opinion, it's not fact, but only my opinion, the antichrist is alive, the false prophet is alive, and the entire regime is prepared underneath the surface of the deep, just below the surface. You and I are only talking about the shark fins. But if you see the shark fins, well, the huge monster that it's connected to, just below the surface. What holds it all back? The finger of God. Do you understand? Luciferians and Satanists, do you understand? The finger of God. God has put in, well, a restrainer. And not until he is taken out of the way will all of that which is just below the surface, already empowered, already lusting for blood, lusting for power, lusting for world dominance, lusting for the control, looking to gather the political, military, economic, and environmental winds. Oh, listen, you talk about saber rattling. Don't you hear it from Hell's Kitchen? We're going to talk about a culture war today, what we see on the visible, the physical around us. But I'm going to tell you again that it has, behind the scenes, a spiritual drivenness. I'm going to mention critical mass. I'm going to mention the place of power. I'm going to mention law. And I'm going to mention enforcement when it comes to what is being fought over right now. And what comes on down the road. We're going to look at 4 points also today about globalist ascendancy and the flip side of that, what revival is all about. If you're a believer in Christ and you know anything about revival, if you know anything about Jonathan Edwards, Zinzendorf, if you know anything about George Whitfield, if you know anything about God's power striking in a regional, if not national sense, Well, I'm going to tell you, it is very, very evident that it is spiritual presence and spiritual power that does bring critical mass, that does bring a bleeding into the ideology of politics and law and the enforcement. It brings either freedom to cultures and open doors to God, or the opposite, when the spirit of Antichrist, well, ascends. Going to mention today, hang on to your hats a moment, that 2011 has arrived. Yes, we're in the fifth day. We have Thursday night and Friday, then I have folks coming in from out west for prayer. Others that are planning on coming in the spring. And they might be listening right now. And my new friend from Spain and my dear lady friend that just wrote in from Pennsylvania about a message that we had done a few weeks back. The message we did on India. Anybody remember that? And I'm not going to mention any names, of course, but I am going to mention a little bit of this. Here's what it says. Dear Russ, quote, I just listened to, here's the title of the MP3 that we did a few weeks ago, India, Land of a Billion Spirits. And what really moved me was the explanation of the concepts of gods and goddesses that has been embraced wholeheartedly by millions of New Agers, a theology system that I almost became a part of. I even tried to reason to myself that these gods are just lesser gods than the Most High God that I have come to know and believe in. They say in the email, you mentioned, referring to me, you mentioned Deepak Chopra. And the book that he wrote, The Third Jesus, and all of the spiritual battle and warfare, one book that would influence men, that would bring a culture war to marriages and be the cause behind men leaving the women in pursuit of, a third Jesus, a New Age Jesus, a fake de-deified non-Christ. So I'm very blessed to know that somebody has listened when we did one to China. We saw thousands of extra downloads when we did a specific one for Russia. We saw thousands of new downloads. And when we did this one for India, because in Mumbai and many other places we had seen in Bangalore and other places where there had been downloads. And we want to do that with more of the nations around the world because of how broad things have become. For those of you, let me just mention clearly, for those of you that helped support the radio project in the last 6 months, you don't realize that what has happened here. A year ago, there was probably from our sites, which we thought was really great, you know, a few million hits and 700,000 downloads. This was fantastic. But now with the live program here, with the archives that we're putting out and the other work that we're doing, it has moved to well over 30 million hits and closer to 2 million in 1 year downloads in 90 countries. Here's what all that means to me. You, as an individual, I am even behind the microphone. I think it's because of the Spirit of God and His omniscience and presence and so forth that connects us in this sense, that there is far more behind the voice you're hearing. I have no question, nothing to hide. There's no secret. The Lord Jesus, the Spirit of God, and absolute reliance. My only job is to try to be faithful with the time and the opportunity that God gives. I am glad that individuals in Europe, in the Netherlands, in the United States, and other places have given their lives to Christ. I'm glad to have been a part of conferences where we got to baptize directly about 16 friends, a young little friend from, well, a couple states over that came with his mom and dad. unbelievable personal joy. As much as I will tell you of the awesome, immeasurable, infinite, immortal, indestructible God, God is also omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, but omnirelational. This is about the Logos, the eternal God, then becoming flesh. This is about God coming face to face. Over 35 years ago, it's God's presence that you might be feeling right now that struck me and drew me. Now, listen, I'm out there practicing Golden Buddha. I'm into dark spiritual practices. I'm willing to open up any door possible to get to the supernatural. You know, I'm living out there fighting in bars, doing all kinds of crazy things, learning to leave my body and waiting for the ascended masters. It was only one individual that had the Spirit of God, the living Christ, within them. Listen, New Agers, listen, Coast to Coast, now listen. We're not talking about a psychic Jesus, a remote viewer Jesus, a de-deified little rabbit's foot Jesus. I'm talking about the one that the wise men came to worship. The one that the angel said is going to be called Emmanuel. The one that walked on water that creation listened to. This is the one that went to the cross and died and was buried and rose. Shed a blood, Luciferians, that is infinitely powerful. Snaps sin, Satan, death, and hell to pieces. I told the person today when sub-loyal to the dark side personalities were talking about it's a matter of power. It's a matter of power in the blood, Nephilim blood. I said, well, ask your demons. Ask the demons. When they talked about how they can just summon the powers, I said, do it. Do it here and do it now. Do it. Ask the demons. And they shook their head, and they kind of put their head down smiling, and they said they couldn't do it here. Yesu Christu, Yahweh Adonai. This is simply, but profoundly, the Savior that real believers in Christ know is not a New Age counterfeit. He's the exact same one that died on the cross, buried, sinless, destroying the barriers. The Bible says he made a public spectacle of the powers, triumphing over them by the cross. Deepak Chopra doesn't understand a thing about the power of the cross. In this email that I have in front of me, it says, quote, I was just happy to hear you mention the truth about the guru out there named Eckhart Tolle, one of the most lying, deceiving, spiritually oriented books I've seen in a long time. Thank you for this email because it tells what all should know. Here's a quote from the email. Quote, how cunning and deceptive the enemies of God really are. How sadly ripping marriages apart. So today, prayers, blessing, and a reminder of what God did in Job's life. The second half of Job's life was better than the first half. Actually, when you read all about Job, the Holy Spirit leads in the New Testament, book of James, chapter 5, for you, dear sister in Pennsylvania, verse 11. You read about, for us to remember Job and to see what the Lord, you know, finally brought about. If you're a believer, God is working in your life for the good, and we need to get up and understand the time that we're living in, what we can well, not only be, but accomplish in Christ. So this week as we deal with the perceptions, as we're taking a look at 2011, I've already gone over that it's going to be short and quick, that it will be a year eclipsed by all the stuff spiritually driven that are going to be poured out about 2012. So watch yourself. Don't get lost in it. So tonight, the culture war, and here's the subtitle, In the Wind, a Globalist Ascendancy, or a Real Heaven-Sent Revival. What face will be seen? Well, in the culture. Great possibilities in believers that are becoming very, very aware of spiritual warfare, of all the elements out there, of all the stuff out there. You and I must understand that God's presence, God's power, God's grace, God's mercy, God's operating on hands-on ministry has not faded. We must understand that until the very end, the living Christ, whom the demons fear, all of hell shakes under the sound of the cross and the blood that dripped on that ground. The resurrection sent hell fleeing. And the reason for the ascendancy and the evolutionary development of the dark side, the reason, Christ is coming. You and I must understand the biblical revelation. Hell's strategy is all about, hey, Christ is coming to put an end to radical evil. Christ is coming to bind Satan for 1,000 years and bring an age of peace and healing to the nations where there's no rape, there's no war, there's no school shootings. There's nobody being given anthrax or drugs and taken out to a landfill, shot and killed. The Prince of Peace, the age of the millennium when Christ returns. That's the real age you want to be looking at, along with the glorification that comes with it, based on what Jesus did at the cross. Now, the counterfeit is being pushed ahead of time. The cubic zirconium instead of the diamond. And so the facade is laid out there. There is a satanic synchronicity globally going on. And we're seeing more and more and more all the spirits of the East, all the spirits of the West, all the old occult streams, all the old secret societies, all of the New Age stuff, even the remote viewer stuff, and all of the, well, you can call it science or theoretical physics that are now grappling with this field out there. Those dealing with synthetic telepathy and non-human enhancements, all of it's coming of age in this sense. It's crystallizing, it's coming into a unity, it's beginning to show itself that it involves a promise of evolutionary, supernatural, human transformation when the great spiritual wave 2012 or whenever comes about. And it involves the arrival, Greek word, apocalypse, the unveiling of the one that already has been operative. Listen, Antichrist will be operative many more years before even the physical, about 6 years. And did you know the first 3.5 years, the two witnesses of God, where God's word, God's witness, the prophesying, the signs and wonders. Did you realize, as powerful as the Antichrist will be, as powerful as the false prophet will be, and the globalism of that day, which is very close, they can't stop what God is going to do. See, I think so many people have looked at the dark side so long, they have forgotten what God is going to do, what God has said, and the power of God that is available. The mission of God. So the safest place in the world, listen now, the safest place in the world, the most powerful place in the world, the most supernaturally engaging place in the world is in the presence and power of the living Christ and being a part of the mission of God to the very end. So if you're looking at the culture war, think of four things right now. Number one, critical mass. What is the feeling? What are the masses saying? Now, listen, in the last election in the United States, there's been, without question, a revelation of what the people we're wanting to say and wanting to do. And so there is some sense of hope on a physical level. There's been enough that have stepped out and decided, you know what? We don't want the United States to go down the road of George Soros, of a globalist socialism. Listen, we're not talking about old socialism. We're talking about globalist socialism and the precursors to a new world order. And so there's a big battle. Listen, Europe, you're a little bit more in trouble. With Tony Blair and his foundation and all the projects that are going on. With the UN. And listen, all of the political ideology that now is being, is having this occult idea, this occult revelation being bled into it. Globalism. They gotta control all the money. They gotta control the environment. They gotta control the nations. They gotta control all the politics. They gotta control it all. So the spirit behind all of what is happening is inseparably connected down under, where the real rituals are going on. Any believer that believes the Bible going to Revelation 16, you see what's going to happen in the future? Please understand, it's those kinds of ritual release of dark powers that have been going on in the broadest way in history for the last 60 years. Most have not taken a look what's underneath the carpet. Friday, in this same series, listen to the title, 2011 Dark Powers Will Grow and No One Is Looking Under the Carpet. That's where all the action is. So, critical mass. Critical mass, that means the idea of feeling. Now, the reason I bring it in is because of the prophecy, a 3,000-year-old prophecy, Psalm chapter 2. When God listen, way in the past, 3,000 years ago now, gives a word, a prophetic word. It's evangelistic, but it's also a warning of judgment. But he identifies what's going to be going on in the very, 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 very last days, all the way up to the day of Armageddon. Why do the peoples rage? Why are they conspiring? Why do the peoples, see that phrase there? The idea of critical mass, the thinking. Now it mentions the nations and the kings of the earth gather together. Notice the phrase, gather together. You're going to find that gathering together there in Revelation 16, right after the big planetary spiritual wave of power is released to gather them together. You're going to find the word gather together, Revelation 19, 19, Armageddon. See, Psalm chapter 2 is inseparably connected to Revelation 19, 19. It is a call right now. Politicians, listen. Military men and women, listen. God has spoken 3,000 years ago about right now and what's to come. The critical mass will build. There'll be more and more and more an anti-God, anti-Christ, the real Christ. All the New Agers, and I would say remote viewers, all those who are looking to 2012 Mayan prophecies, you got to hear something, okay? Because I even hear, again, George Norrie and Art Bell and others, they talk about the Antichrist and believe that it's a real thing, entity, person. But here's what I see missing collectively. The Antichrist, he's not here opposed to and instead of a fake psychic Jesus, a fake New Age Jesus, a fake de-deified ufologist Jesus, a fake Deepak Chopra third baby rabbit's foot sized Jesus. The Antichrist comes in direct opposition to the very Savior that died on the cross and rose from the dead, Emmanuel. This is the one that I know. This is the one that dwells in my life. This is the one that, for those of you who are spiritual questers, for those of you that don't even know, you're lost. God doesn't dwell in your life. God wants to. The word of God clearly unveils. Jesus said, I've come to seek and to save that which is lost. And if you do not have the Spirit of God inside of you, you're lost. You still have the sin code, Satan's rights, death code operative in you, and hell at your feet. And it's because of your sin, not God's issue. God didn't mess up. God didn't do anything wrong. What God did was intervene to fix the mess, to take care of the sin code issue inside of you, the death operating code inside of you. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is based on biblical prophecy. There will never be a transhumanist, artificial intelligent or biological negation of the death code in the genetics of the human race. They're never going to fix that gene that all of a sudden doesn't continue to replicate, thus bringing on aging, which is literally biblically called dying. You and I, in these physical bodies, were dying. Infected. Was it meant? That's why there's a coming glorification. That's why there's a fix. That's why indestructible immortality is coming that is off the scale. There's a coming race, but it's not the Lumerians, the Atlanteans, the Hyperboreans. It is not the new Nephilim. It's not the beasts of the earth. It's not Homo nauticus, Homo lumos. It's not an evolution of humanity, which is a direct counterfeit to the glorification. Have you even studied that? I wonder if those at the university there in Arizona that's doing the Project Sophia, I wonder if they've even studied the coming glorification. I wonder if Watts and others involved in synthetic telepathy, or I wonder if New Agers, I wonder if Ed Dames, I heard his voice last night on the radio. I wonder if they understand on an atomic level, by the exertion of the infinite God, a glorification, indestructible immortality is coming. That's the fix concerning your physical body getting older and dying, and taking care of the sin code issue, the death issue, the hell issue, the separation from God issue. Do you want to know God? Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, the Spirit of God's going to be prompting you to turn completely your whole life, everything about you, everything about your life, opened up to a Savior that personally died for you, shed His blood for you. You look at the cross, it was for you. All of it was for you. Somebody bore. The Bible calls him a sin bearer. Yours. And if you reject him all the way to the grave, clinging to New Age evolutionary spirituality, clinging to a biological, transhumanism. Somehow science is going to fix the gene. Somehow science is going to fix this sin nature that's implanted in the DNA of fallen humanity. Really? Carrot on a string connected to a stick that goes all the way back to the donkey. See, New Age spirituality and alternative counterfeit spirituality will always be, have you sitting on the donkey, holding the stick, string hanging down, carrot hanging out there, and always going forward, trying to get to it, 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 but never obtaining. Because the finite fallen cherub, the finite fallen spirits, the finite counterfeit spirituality cannot produce what can only come from the infinite, uncreated God. And this is the one that loves you, that pursues you. Maybe the very reason why you're listening today, by God's providence, yes, in our culture, United States of America, Canada's included, Australia's included, around the world, obviously in Russia, all over Europe, it is now a global thing. Critical mass will continue to build. And that critical mass of thinking and feeling, because of all the stuff going on in the world around us, all of the lying and cheating and stealing of the money and gas prices and war and rumor of war, and the love of most will grow cold, as Jesus said. Critical mass will build because there's no hope and everybody's fighting. Number two, the place of power is politics. Well, the one central place. And so it's hell's number one target. Inseparable, and number two, is the military structures. So continue to watch as globalist ideology ascends or bleeds into and drives politics and drives military science advancements and search. The think tanks, planetary defense weapons systems. Keep your eyes on that. There's a reason, all the way to Armageddon, that the ideas, the technology, the development for those kind of weapons, somebody wants them. Somebody wants a big weapon to point into the skies at the descent of the Son of God. Oh, he's coming again. Now, in America and other places around the world, you understand that when it comes to the politics, and this is why in America, everything's going to be, you know, everybody's going to be lobbying, everybody's going to be fighting. There was a switch today in the House. Nancy Pelosi gave up the hammer to Boehner. Somebody's going to make the laws in your nation. Somebody's going to make the laws right there in your little township. You see, there's going to be those who are activists that are going to be out there knowing what it is to make the laws. Gay activists will be out there. Those committed to globalism, like Barack Obama. George Soros' passion, there's a man that I think. Let me tell you what I think. Is that okay? Hang on. I don't say this. This is not about being mean or a cliche. I'm being biblically, literally real. Just as Satan, if you read this in the book of the Gospel of John, entered into Judas and drove him to go betray the Son of God for money. George Soros, in the same way, a dark presence, just like with the days of Hitler. When he shook and woke up in the middle and feared and saw something in the room standing there. George Soros, you have sleeping problems. George Soros can't sleep at night, and he gets up and he begins to write a bunch of stuff. Something is driving him and wanting to use the money. Billionaires and millionaires, there's somebody that wants to use your money. Somebody wants to eventually siphon it off. I mean, listen, the checkbook of Antichrist, it's going to be big by the time Apocalypse Anthropos Anamos occurs. 2 Thessalonians 2. The struggle, the culture war, yeah, critical mass, the feeling, the movies that come out, the media that speaks, the politics and the battles, and those that are trying to create the laws. If you really want to know who are the front runners, watch those who are trying to make laws to rule the people. Outlaw talk shows. Outlaw freedom on the internet. Outlaw churches in Massachusetts telling them, by law, you must do weddings for gay individuals. Creating laws that oppose God. Creating laws that enslave humanity. Creating laws that shut down freedom of speech. You going to let that happen? You going to sit by and allow that to happen and say, oh, I'll just sit here and wait for Jesus to come? then you violate what God commanded. You violate the very things Jesus said. You violate the Great Commission. You violate the work of the fire of the Holy Spirit reaching the world for Christ. You violate it all if you sit there and watch it all go down the tubes. Something to think about, isn't it? So number one, the critical mass. Number two, the place of politics and military. Number three, where the laws are made. Number four, enforcement. Who's going to enforce the law? Will we have to go out on a ship in the ocean somewhere to be able to do a pirate radio? You see, the opportunity God has given right now, and this one free, simple doorway, hundreds of thousands and hundreds of thousands of downloads, 90 countries. All I can say is I feel the pulse of the love of God. All I know is the incredible hand of God to save and to heal and to deliver and to help. Globalist ascendancy or revival. Now, listen, become spiritually aware about globalism, knowing that there's a spirit behind. Ephesians 2, you can read about the archon of the domain, the collective in the air, operative supernaturally in the lives of those who are, listen, they're not just absent of the Spirit of God, they are in active disobedience towards God. Because they're committed to false gods. Counterfeit spirituality. So be aware spiritually, completely, and understand, number two, what society's yearning is. What does society want? Now, I read a futurologist a few years ago, Alvin Toffler, who said that Europeans, listen, those of you in France and Paris, I know you're downloading, welcome. They're in Rome, welcome. They're next to the Vatican, welcome. They're in Berlin, welcome. They're in the Czech Republic, welcome. Austria, welcome. Portugal, welcome. Spain, England, Liverpool, London, Oslo. Listen, welcome. Europe, a Messiah complex. That's what he called it. That there is a yearning in Europe for a strong hand, someone to come in and sort it all out and create the peace. And Antichrist will fit that yearning to the T in the beginning and then cut your spiritual throat, Europe, with billions dying. You see, deception always, don't ever forget this, deception always leads to destruction. In the garden, deception led to destruction. But it involves your choice. So in the globalist ascendancy, you know, there's a spiritual power and so forth behind it. There is society's then yearning for what it is that spiritual presence wants you to want. There's the politic of the globalist ascendancy. But again, it's not there in the, you know, Antichrist isn't going to be voted in per se. He's behind, he's underneath the surface, operative, his regime, Revelation 12, global, multinational regime, already operative. Bilderbergers is just a part of the regime. Supernaturally laced in secrecy for now, held down by the finger of God the restrainer. But don't you think for a moment that the Black Awakening, that the Great Revolt, that the great anarchy, that the great catastrophic collapse, that will occur. The moment God withdraws the restrainer, you better believe, like a burst, multinational burst, the chaos that all the occultists, that now even the 2012 or Mayan demon-inspired, inscribed writings are predicting, chaos before a new world order. Right? Keep looking at the events. Listen, we're going to run out of time. We're 5 minutes left tonight, and I have so much to tell you. I need to bring out to you this. In the midst of all of what we're sharing, and we need to be aware, what about revival? Have you ever been in a revival? I've been in a revival. I was down at a university years and years and years and years ago, and all of a sudden, the power of God fell. Just like in the books, suddenly, God's power struck. You can read about this with Jonathan Edwards. You can read about this with the Wesleys, Jesse Penn Lewis. You can read about the revivals where the Spirit of God struck, like on the day of Pentecost, when thousands were gripped by the hand of God, by the manifest presence and power of God, and there is no fading, there is no back off. Listen, believers can be quenching, can be putting out the Spirit's fire, can be grieving the Spirit of God. I pray that God convict us if we are. See, we're meant to be ablaze for God. We're meant to be clothed and filled with the Spirit of the Lord. We're meant to be on fire for Christ and reaching the world in mission. But the power of God is for the mission. Did you hear me? One way to stop the great manifested power of the Spirit of God, back off from the mission. Live in fear. Decide that you're going to just sit back and watch. Yeah, tell me how that goes at the judgment seat, the Bema seat of Christ. Anybody care for lost souls? Anybody realize that God is not willing that even one human being perish? And that's probably you that is, you're listening, and God loves you, and you need to come. Choose now. Turn to Christ. Receive Him as Lord and Savior. Write to us. Go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net. You'll find the contact information. There's a phone number for giving an alert, giving information. Nobody's going to answer, and literally nobody's going to call back. So it's private for you. Let me say again, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We need all of you who are believers remembering us in prayer. We love you. And we want to say again, thank you to those. We're going to need you if you're going to believe that this program and all that we do is beneficial and you want it to help reach into all those countries, then we need those who would support. And all I can tell you is go to the support tab. We have no commercials, no commercial products, no business products backing, and that's how we do it here. We love you tonight, and we want you to remember that Thursday night, 2011, all of 2011, quit looking at 2012 right now. 2011, more doors are going to open for the dark side. The shark fins are going to be more demonstrative. The monster is there. God's grace, God's power, and what He's doing is right here too. Hey, the music is here. We're at the end of the hour. God bless you. This is Russ Dizdar.